Heavenly Father, you and you alone are worthy of all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, God. Today we come before you with praise on our lips, just thanking you for doing the things that we can't even see, God, for moving in ways that we don't even know, Lord, and for doing the things that we have deemed impossible. We thank you for being the God of the impossible. We thank you, Lord, that nothing is impossible for you. Regardless of whatever situation or circumstance we find ourselves in, regardless of the political climate and the things that are going on in our nation, God, we know that you and you alone are in control. Lord God, we thank you for being sovereign. Lord God, we thank you that you and you alone that you and you alone are working things out for our good. Lord God, you have no peers. No one can do what you can do. And so today we humbly yet boldly come before you, asking for your help, asking for your wisdom, and asking for your guidance, God. There are some of us, Lord, who might be going through seasons, summers, or just months that don't look the way that we thought that they should look, God. And because of that, the enemy is using these circumstances, these thoughts, these situations, God, to inflict our hearts with doubt. But we know that you are greater. And we know that we need only call on your name, God, for you to fight this battle for us. We thank you, Lord God, that you have not given us a spirit of fear or timidity, God, but instead you've given us power, you've given us love, and you've given us self-control, and you've given us the keys and the armor to fight against the plans and attacks of the evil one, Lord God. God, we thank you that we do not have to fight these battles alone. We thank you that you have already gone before us and you are already victorious, Lord. We thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, God. We thank you, God, that the attacks on our minds, God, are just temporary. And we thank you that all the trials and the tribulations that we might withstand, God, are meant to grow us and they're meant for your glory, God. So we thank you for the opportunity to draw closer to you, God. We thank you for the opportunity to strengthen our faith, Lord God. We thank you for running after us and loving us and staying closer to us than a brother, Lord God. We thank you that we don't have to go through these circumstances and these challenges alone, Lord. We don't have to go through them as orphans do, God. We thank you that we serve a God and we have a Father who turns joy, who turns tears into joy, who turns mourning into dancing, Lord God. We thank you and we ask you, God, to open our eyes. Open our eyes just like you opened the eyes of Elijah's servant, God, in 2 Kings, God. Open our eyes so that we can see and be better prepared and equipped to handle the attacks of the enemy. Lord God, don't let your word, which says no weapon formed against us shall prosper, just be words of our mouth, God. But help us bury your word in our hearts, God, so that we might use it against the enemy, God, so that we might use it to fortify our minds and resist the enemy so that he will have no choice but to flee, Lord. God, I understand that being a parent sometimes can be a thankless job, but we are grateful that we have the opportunity to serve in our first ministry, God. We are grateful that we have an opportunity to serve the next generation of leaders in your kingdom, God. We're grateful that we have an opportunity to prepare your children for the battles that are ahead of them, just as you, being a loving father, have taught and prepared us, God. Lord God, I ask that you send a fresh anointing and a refreshing to all of the moms under the sound of my voice, Lord God. I ask that you remind them that the assignment still stands even when the nation is uncertain, even when things don't look the way that we think that they should look, God. Remind us that you are in control. Remind us that nothing happens unless you give the authority. Just as you did in the book of Job, God, remind us that nothing happens without your say. And remind us that you can change any circumstance or situation just by breathing on it, God. Just by sending a word, Lord God. Help us remain focused. Help us to fight the spirit of anxiety, Lord. Help us to withstand any attacks of the enemy that might force us to see lack as an opportunity to doubt you, Lord. Remind us to be bold and courageous, just as you have intended. Remind us, Lord, that you knit us together in our mother's womb, and therefore you have given us everything that we need for every season, every minute, and every moment in our lives, Lord. Remind us that the battle is not ours, Lord God. Remind us that in our times of trouble, Lord, that you are closer than a brother and you are only a prayer away. Lord God, help us remember. Help us remember your faithfulness, Lord. Help us remember your goodness. Help us remember your grace and your mercy that you extend to us each and every day, Lord God. Regardless of what we go through, regardless of what's going on, your grace, your faithful love, your perfect love is not contingent upon anything that might be going on in our situation, any task that we have or have not done, because you are God and you're faithful and you're sovereign. So God, I just thank you for showing up in the presence of your daughters. I thank you for being the God of the turnaround. I thank you that nothing is too hard for you, Lord God. I thank you for sending your minister and angels, God, to build a hedge of protection around us. And I thank you for fortifying our minds, Lord God. Thank you for sending your vessel, our sister Day, to corral us, God, so that we might stand together and encourage one another, God, so that we might stand together and as iron sharpens iron, Lord God. Lord God, let it be on earth as it is in heaven. This I pray in the mighty and majestic name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.